The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. Because guess what? We've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And where you have the most amazing assortment of organic and combination of herbs and nutrients and protein powders, vitamins, you name it. It's all there, broad spectrum, every conceivable manner, and great prices, as everybody says.
And the broth.
And right there at the Broth Cafe. Oh, and again, it's a broad spectrum broth cafe.
Okay? Talk about broth.
It's all kinds of wonderful foods, all organic, all kinds of terrific. It's not just the broth, it's vegetables and nutrients, whatever your choice, vegan, vegetarian, not vegetarian. You want wild fish, you want organic meats, organic chicken. All those choices are there, and you can make that choice, and it fits. It's right in with the fabulous combinations, including the organic vegetables every day delivered from the local Maui organic farmers. We get them fresh, fantastic, and also they're fresh squeezed, too. So you have them in glass, and you have
the
juices, too, and you have the magnificent vegetables and the wonderful choices in the organic, whatever you name. It's really phenomenal, and everybody loves the taste, the wonder, the elaborate dishes in every conceivable manner, and the great prices, too.
And that's the reason that Lynn and I go to the store every day. Well, 6 days a week, because we enjoy the fresh juices, we enjoy the broth. It's a great place to hang out, and it's a great place to meet you when you come in the store. So we're there 6 days a week. If you've got any questions about health, we're not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We are reporters, and we give you information that we've gleaned in the past 50 years of being in the health food business, if you will. And they're all experts. They're all award-winning, renowned scientists. And we simply report what they say.
Reporters, that's exactly right.
That's the whole gist of our being, is to pass on the information, because not many people have heard of Dr. Zent Gyorgy. Zent Gyorgy was the doctor who discovered vitamin C. How many people know that?
Gosh.
Well, not a lot, because he did a lot of work with vitamin C before Dr. Linus Pauling picked up on it and advanced the vitamin C scientific information exponentially. But these are the kind of people that we refer to as the source of good, solid nutrition, health-building lifestyle and nutrients.
Right, and we are reporting here, you know, so we're starting here to give you great information that's come out recently. And here's an expert doctor. He's got a lot of credits, Dr. Small. And he's not small, he's vast in all that. He's reporting numerous studies and supporting all of his statements. And here he says here, I'm quoting him, says the doctor, "It's never too early to start protecting the brain," says Dr. Small. "Modifiable risk factors for Alzheimer's probably account for nearly half of the cases worldwide. Being deficient in certain essential nutrients, such as vitamin D3, K2, B12, folate, and many others can increase the risk of Alzheimer's and mental decline.
Being deficient
Okay. Of these nutrients. And I'm quoting him. Experts believe that there are specific substances that help because they work on a cellular level to slow down the aging process, and aging is by far the greatest risk factor for dementia. And here, this is Dr. Sandra Kaufman also quoting here. She says, you age on a cellular basis rather than on a full body basis, says Dr. Kaufman. Okay. If your cells function the way they should, your body will function the way it should. And Dr. Kaufman points out that the brain has special needs. I'll get to you in a second then, because it uses more oxygen per unit of tissue and has higher energy requirements than any other organ.
That's the brain.
That's the brain.
Has higher requirements of oxygen and nutrients.
And higher energy requirements.
That's right.
Yes.
Of any other part of your anatomy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't load up on sugar.
That's right. It is very exposed to the brain to very high levels of oxidative stress, free radicals, and here's just what you said, destructive glucose resident, she said, called advanced glycosylation end products. I want you to talk briefly about that then. It's called AGES, it's ages, but advanced glycosylation end products, okay, is actually a caramelization of the brain, which is that they have renamed Alzheimer's, many specialists, and call it caramelization of the brain, just as they call that with the eye and causing the blindness, and that has to do with sugars.
And you hit it right on the nose, honey, because here's what happens. When you can make caramel at home. You can. You can just put some sugar in the container and heat it, and it'll be a little bit of moisture, and it becomes caramelized.
That's right.
You heat up the sugar, and it becomes a semi-liquid, a goo called caramel.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the same process happens in your brain. Huh? What?
That's right.
Here's how it happens. All sugar creates inflammation. There's the fire, and you've got the sugar there, and the excess heat in the cell. Keep in mind now, again, a cell is microscopic.
Yes.
You can't see a human cell.
No, tiny, tiny, tiny.
A dot on a piece of paper
is
thousands of times bigger than a cell. But the heat generated from excess carbohydrates, which turn into sugars, starts to cook the very essence of every cell in your body.
Right.
And when a cell burns up in your eyes, poof, it's
That's
gone.
Right. That's
but
right.
How many poofs can you take before you finally lose your vision?
That's right.
Well, diabetics have the highest incidence of blindness
That's
of
right.
anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because their diet is exceptionally high in refined carbohydrates and sugars.
Right.
And it isn't just refined sugars. It's excessive fruit juice, okay? Eat the whole fruit, all
right? Modestly, right.
But cut out the over-dependence on your diet of bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers
and
cookies and chips and doodahs and
right.
whiz-bangs and yum-yums and wee-wees, because all of those things convert into sugar.
Yes.
And sugar cooks. Creates inflammation, and the inflammation is caramelized.
That's right. And you know that doctors have named that advanced glycosylation, that's sugars, end products, the results of, and they even call it ages, advanced glycosylation end products. And actually saying that they knew that had to do with blindness in the eyes, but now they actually are thinking of renaming Alzheimer's as the caramelization that happens in the brain.
Well, diabetics have the highest incidence of Alzheimer's.
Okay. And all of these things, says the doctor, cause cellular dysfunction, increased risk of neurodegenerative diseases, including dementia. The brain has a protective shield called the blood-brain barrier, which only lets through select molecules. But Dr. Kaufman says there are some easily available molecular agents that people can take to protect their brains from this onslaught. And she includes in that acetyl L-carnitine, okay, All right? And that's a wonderful form that it's a leader in Europe for protecting the brain against all of these toxins.
And it protects the brain, protects the eyes.
That's right.
And it rebuilds the mitochondria, the muscle of your heart.
That's right. And makes you think more clearly. And it's the, it has to be the acetyl form. That's why Alive and Well really focuses on the Alive and Well high-potency acetyl, crossing that blood-brain barrier and bringing the brain back to life. It's absolutely critical.
And keeping going back to the heart again, a strong heart pumps more efficiently than a weakened heart. A strong heart gets the blood and the oxygen and the nutrients to the brain more efficiently than does a weaker heart. And say all holistic physicians, as this doctor mentions in Mona, in the article Mona's reading, acetyl L-carnitine strengthens the mitochondria of every invisible cell in your heart and your brain, getting the heart muscle strength to pump the blood efficiently in your waning years, anything over past the age, anything past the age of 43 or 5, up to your brain to keep that brain functioning as it did when you were 18.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And the next one is exactly what you have said, and just exactly, she is quoting the specialists and all of their studies. Curcumin, the compound in turmeric, I'm quoting her, is a free radical fighter, antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. It supports the health of mitochondria, the organelles that power cells and whose dysfunction, when it doesn't function, is a key marker of dementia. Curcumin helps remove lipofuscin, a waste product, which is especially troublesome in long-living cells such as those in the brain. And it has to be high absorption with bioperine, such as in pain power.
Did you hear that? Pain power. Do we talk about pain power very often? All the time. Why? Because it's a major anti-inflammatory. And as we mentioned just a second ago, the sugars and the refined carbohydrates create the inflammatory condition in your cells, which burns them up. And when you burn up enough of those cells in your eyes, guess what happens? You don't see so well. And you also, long term, it contributes to Alzheimer's and dementia and all kinds of mental deficiencies. But pain power contains the proper form of curcumin and also other anti-inflammatory enzymes, aromatase, serratiopeptidase,
amla. Which is just what she speaks about. Yeah,
okay.
The wonderful things, those enzymes eating up inflammatory compounds.
And digesting the curcumin sufficiently to get a maximal absorption of the curcumin activity.
Thousands of times more potent and more active. And another one, you know, that, again, that the European doctors really focus on, nerve regeneration and blood sugar balance, et cetera, is listed in by the doctor's report here that alpha-lipoic acid, sometimes called, quote, the universal antioxidant. Alpha-lipoic acid is both water-soluble and fat-soluble. Studies have demonstrated that it has, quote, a clear ability to improve learning and short-term memory, and use that leading
Boy,
in Europe.
Baby.
And again, that's why Alive and Well carries a high potency of the alpha-lipoic acid, because also nerve regeneration and blood sugar stability.
And you know where else you find alpha-lipoic acid?
Go ahead.
In brain power.
That's. I was just going to bring up that, because they make that point too.
All right. The brain power, it's our special formula. Brain power is high potency alpha-lipoic acid, which does what? Reduces inflammation, refurbishes mitochondria. Again, back to those mighty little mitochondria in your eyes, in your brain, in your entire anatomy. But when you combine the alpha-lipoic acid with pyridoquinoline quinone, what? That's a tongue twister. Say it.
PQQ, 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 PQQ. All right? Pat me on the head. The nice little girl doesn't have to say that fancy long word. PQQ, PQQ,
I'm so
PQQ.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I can dance around now.
You can't dance
with you, but I can dance on my own because I can
dance.
Say PQQ,
That's right.
PQQ.
Pyridoquinoline quinone, again, refurbishes what? The mitochondria in your brain, the mighty life-giving chondria in your brain, mitochondria,
right,
and in your heart, and in your eyes, and in every anatomy, every piece of your anatomy, cell in your anatomy, creates mitochondria.
And guess
And as you age, your mitochondria become as old as you are.
And guess what?
What?
If you don't have to go into outer space in order to get it, because as NASA says, okay, NASA, National Association for Space, etc.
They call it rocket fuel for the brain.
They consider it the most important nutrient to keep your brain acting, like they call it rocket fuel for the brain. That's their quote,
okay,
because it gives you the energy, the thought, the concentration, the memory, everything. And they have all of their astronauts take it.
So with brain power, that's what you get.
Rocket fuel for the brain. Right. It doesn't mean you have to go into outer space to get it, although I think it was originally discovered out of space.
Well, it was, and the moon landing and so on. But they then found it back here on Earth. It's been here for a long time.
Okay. Yes.
But PQQ, pyrroquinoline quinone, is a major, major mitochondrial booster for every cell in your body, but especially your eyes and your brain.
That's right.
Okay.
And amazing that Alive and Well has the PQQ much more potent,
many times more potent than what they recommend.
That NASA and et cetera, many times more potent than ordinarily found.
There are other products which give you PQQ of 4 milligrams. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Without the alpha-lipoic acid. But the brain power gives you 40 milligrams
per capsule. That's right. What a world of difference.
With the alpha-lipoic acid.
Incredible. Incroyable, as the French say. And, you know, you got to also realize, I always say, I know I've repeated this, but it's still the truth. Any outstanding team, whatever sport, whatever thing you like, it's not just only one player. Remember, the brain is a fat. And 40 to 50 to 60% of that brain is made up of two special essential fatty acids, the EPA and the DHA. Your brain is made up out of which, when you lose that and when aging, et cetera, the brain shrinks up. The brain shrinks up and you can't think.
And dries up.
Super pure omega-3, the high potency, ultimate super pure omega-3, which we had the specialist bring in from wild sea, no chemicals, but very high in the EPA and the DHA, which helps eyesight, which helps the heart, but also prevents the shrinkage of the brain.
And how does it do that? By lubrication. It's the DHA especially, and the EPA as well, lubricate the mitochondria. They lubricate the arteries and the arterioles and the capillaries. How tiny are those? Tiny, microscopic. Again, I've said this a million times, but picture this. You see a picture of the human chest, all right, and the heart and the lungs and so on that are contained therein. And you see the heart is pumping through major, major large arteries, leaving the heart to dispense the blood throughout your entire anatomy, from your brain to your little toe. And all of these major arteries, as they diffuse through your body, they become smaller. What is an 8-lane highway coming out of your heart turns into a little footpath through the forest, mm-hmm, as it gets to your eyes. It gets to the delivering the microscopic cells,
right,
and all the nutrients, which, you can't see them with the naked eye. They're all under a microscope before they become evident. And they deliver the heart delivers these things on a second-by-second basis.
Yes.
Throughout your entire anatomy.
And you know, to reinforce everything that's been said, now here's a top medical report. According to the high-capitalized American Psychological Association, an estimated 1 in 8 Americans over 65 suffers a severe loss of brain function. And you don't even need to be in your 60s, they say, to start feeling foggy or lose a step in mental quickness. A study in the British Medical Journal, that's the top medical journal in Britain, okay, tracked 5,000 men and 2,000 women ages 45 to 70 over a decade, 10 years. Their results showed that underline, cognitive decline starts as early as age 45.
Yep.
Really scary. But it could be even worse than that. More troubling study reported in the medical journal Neurobiology of Aging concluded that some aspects of age-related cognitive decline begin in healthy adults when they are in their 20s and 30s.
Get out.
That's what they said. So that's reported in the medical journal Neurobiology of Aging. You can imagine that a middle-aged or older brain could truly benefit from nutrient support. And that's why how important it is, and Russell Blaylock was reporting that
Dr. Russell Blaylock,
brain expert and nationally recognized. The healthy diet, he says, and nutritional extracts support brain function. Again, the super omega-3, acetyl-L-carnitine, and PQQ, even in that summary.
And keep in mind, folks, again, it's inflammation, excess heat. The little capillaries that deliver are the final delivery source or deliverer of nutrients to any cell in your body. They're arterioles, and they are microscopic. And the cells that go through them, the nutrients that travel through those tiny little microscopic arteries and capillaries, are microscopic. And that's what feeds every microscopic cell in your body. And when they are inflamed, they're burning up just like a fire. And the nutrients, the EPA, the DHA from fish oil, krill oil is good too, but it is no better than the wild salmon oil, because it's the EPA DHA component
right.
of the oil that's important.
That's right. That makes up most of your brain and does all the work for your heart.
That's right.
That's the important.
And it delivers all these things to every little microscopic piece of poof called a cell.
Right. And, you know, Dr. McCullough is reporting here also. Another nutrient I know that had certainly saved my life with its heart ability, all et cetera. And he's reporting here and giving all the medical trials. All right? Taurine deficiency is associated with chronic disease. And here, he puts all the medical trials.
And what is taurine?
It's an amino acid.
That's right. Part of a protein complex.
In humans, data shows people with lower blood levels of the amino acid taurine have increased risk of chronic and degenerative diseases, including obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, liver disease, high blood pressure, systemic inflammation, retinal degeneration.
How about that?
That's the degeneration of the retina of the eye.
Right.
Okay. Heart disease, immune dysfunction, and muscle wasting. And also, we've quoted this before, but it's important to remember that taurine is a leader in Japan for congestive heart failure. And here they say here, there's so many things about mitochondrial function and energy metabolism related to taurine. And taurine, they say, involved in a wide variety of protective process. And taurine, says the doctors, is an important aid in the treatment of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's.
Right.
And
right.
Parkinson's.
There you go.
The reason for this is taurine deficiency is associated with endoplasmic reticulum stress. Wow. A major contributor to prion diseases.
Now, please don't ask me what that means.
I'm not going to ask you, but okay. I sure can't. They go
repeat,
way.
But do
this
repeat,
is, we can
do
take
repeat
it,
it. Do repeat it.
Okay. Taurine deficiency is associated with endoplasmic reticulum reticulum stress, quoting the medical trials, a major contributor to prion, P-R-I-O-N, diseases. Taurine is important for proper protein folding. And as they make a conclusion here that taurine is important from cradle to grave. As noted by the authors of the featured Science study, that's a medical journal, taurine affects all established hallmarks of aging, making, as they say, a veritable fountain of youth. Oh my gosh.
Holy moly.
A fountain of youth. Well, I mean,
combine that with PQQ, combine that with cardio CoQ10.
That's right.
Combine that with all the new and the EPA DHA, and you have anti-inflammatory. Fire burns. Inflammatory is created by sugars and refined carbohydrates. We need a little bit of glucose in everything we eat during the course of the day, but a little bit of glucose is not sugar.
No.
Added sugar is what creates the added inflammation,
which is a god-awful
destruction of individual cells, which are microscopic and cannot resist, cannot put up a defense against inflammation without the right nutrients to help fight.
And you know, another very famous doctor, he's the medical director for Michigan's Center for Holistic Medicine, Dr. Brownstein, MD, says that there's a tooth. Now, I have to start by apologizing. I mean, no religious disrespect whatsoever.
All right. You're forgiven. You can apologize.
Okay.
That's all right.
But this is something I always felt, and I'm glad to see a doctor saying what I always felt was that, and when we learned about it a long time ago. He says there's a 2,000-year-old secret that dramatically supports joint comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, I'm quoting him, remember how the three wise men bought gifts of frankincense to the baby Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in addition to its use as a sacred offering, it turns out that frankincense, or boswellia, as it's also known, has been used, he capitalized, for thousands of years to soothe aching, stiff joints. We'll never know how much the Magi understood about boswellia's special health properties. But boswellia has to be used to promote healthy joints. In fact, scientists, he says, have confirmed that boswellia helped promote normal inflammatory response while helping to alleviate pains and related to aching joints. Could you talk about that? Why? And no way disrespect, but you're a pretty wise guy yourself, you know?
Get out of here.
You're a pretty wise guy, because when you were talking to the top experts to put together the best kind of combination called pain power, mm-hmm. you said we have to include what has been used for thousands of years, boswellia.
And this holistic physician who created this formula for us, for pain power, we're the only source of this combination of nutrients. Thank God for biblical history, for human history of using boswellia, but also the intelligence and knowledge, the scientific presentation of this holistic physician who created the formula for pain power. Not only did he put in the curcumin, which is a major anti-inflammatory, but it also contains the very biblical reference of boswellia. Boswellia, again, does what? Reduces inflammation. Natokinase does what? Reduces inflammation. Serratiopeptidase does what? Reduces inflammation. What's the source of cellular degeneration and destruction and nerve degeneration and the creator of pain? Chronic inflammation. So all of the components that are renowned in holistic science for reducing the fire and pain of inflammation are contained in pain power.
Right. And you know,
and pain power, as we've said, is the knockout punch for pain. It's a real socko. It does the job. It does a job effectively, and it does the job healthfully and creatively.
Well, this is real important, going right along with what you're saying, too. A very famous and life-saving medical doctor, Jonathan Wright, MD, head of Tahoma Eye Clinic, very, very famous and very wonderful doctor, was reporting, and he was talking about here, and he has talked about a lot of topics, but this one goes right along with what you're saying, and he was saying demyelinating nervous system disorder, and he is talking about MS. A study in 2019, that's a medical study, this is the doctor reporting it, estimated that about 1 million Americans are living with multiple sclerosis, MS. There are other types of demyelinating disease, mostly based on their location within the nervous system or limbs, that's legs and feet, affected, and the cause is unknown. Symptoms include visual problems, double vision, irregular eye movements, loss of motor function, muscle weakness, fatigue, difficulty with balance and coordination, and abnormal gait walking. Sometimes there are electrical tingling or shocks down the back or extremities. Changes in senses can also occur. Impaired cognition, depression, anxiety, organ system deteriorate, all kinds of things, he says. What causes demyelinization? he's talking about the breakdown of the nervous system that. He says the primary theory, says the doctor, is that your immune system attacks the myelin-forming cells, confusing them with other things that can cause harm, resulting in severe inflammation. That is the basic theory of autoimmunity. That's autoimmune diseases. Inflammation is the cause, is what he's saying. Multiple factors are involved with progression of this disease. Viruses or bacteria, predisposition to autoimmunity, and nutrient deficiencies. But I want you to speak about that. He's talking about this. The main cause of autoimmunity, which, you know, the autoimmune diseases, is... again, the immune system attack causing inflammation.
Inflammation.
How broad spectrum is that? How broad spectrum is that?
That's right. And how chronic people's dietary intake is of refined carbohydrates can't begin to express to you, as these doctors say over and over and over again, is that refined carbohydrates convert into sugars very rapidly. We need a little bit of glucose, but let that glucose sugar come from the food, not from a refined carbohydrate, such as bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs and whiz-bangs and yum-yums and all the wee-wees of the world. They taste fantastic, they give you a great high, but they create fire.
Right.
And fire is very destructive, as you may know. Okay? And it destroys whatever is in its presence. The nutrients prevent the fire. The nutrients put out the excess heat, excess fire, and thereby extending the life and viability of your eyes and your brains and your heart and your little toe and every cell between the top of your head and the bottom of your foot.
You know what I didn't realize? I never knew. And you just keep learning, and I'm grateful to these doctors and specialists and also the medical reports, because I keep learning, and you keep learning. It's wonder. And Jonathan Wright, also working with John Sherman, another medical doctor, and they're reporting here about sarcopenia, the disease no one talks about. That's that muscle wasting.
That's right.
And the flesh is wasting. We know that occurs in cancer and people on radiation and those kinds of things, sarcopenia,
and
the
aging.
Muscle wasting. And here's what they're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quoting the doctors. Sarcopenia is a medical term combining the Greek-derived word sarco, or sarx, which means flesh, and pinia, which means poverty or deficiency. I didn't know that.
I didn't know
the
either.
Root of those words. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's basically, says the doctor, a fancy term for loss of muscle mass. The diagnosis is usually made in the elderly, decreased muscle strength, muscle quality or quantity, and level of decreased physical performance. Skeletal muscle represents 40% of your overall weight, and small losses in muscle mass cause significant alteration in body functions. Sarcopenia occurs in about 10% of 60-year-olds, but rises to 50% in those at 80-year-olds. My God. So anyway, but what he's saying here that is so important, he says, this is really very important, talking about what they have found. Again, inflammation, age-related increases in inflammatory cytokines. We were talking all about that. Create a great deal of this muscle breakdown. But he makes another very, 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 very important point here. Malabsorption in general. He talks about protein intake being critical.
Mm-hmm.
Malabsorption in general, and especially of protein, is a major inhibitor, prevents building of muscle. Vitamin D3 helps protein deposition in muscle. But other compounds to consider are curcumin, just like we've said, that show promising results in reducing the inflammation. But he also has a great deal to say about making sure that your digestion is working properly, because when you don't digest the foods, you can't have the buildup of the muscle mass. Talk about digestion, would you, dear?
Does he mention anything in the article about the fact that we don't make the digestive components as we age? We don't make the hydrochloric acid like we did when we were 6 years old. We don't make all the other enzymes like we did when we were six or 16 or 26 or 36. In holistic physicians, other sources than what Mona is reading now, other sources that talk about digestion and assimilation and muscle integrity show that by the time we're mid-50s, whether that's 55 thereabouts, people, as a general rule, people have lost 70% of their ability to properly digest their food and assimilate those nutrients into their anatomy. What does that mean? It means more than half of what you eat doesn't get utilized. It doesn't go to building new health. It doesn't build new brains, doesn't build new muscle, doesn't build new skin. It just goes right through you. Well, what holistic physicians do recommend is to compensate for this loss of digestive efficiency. Keep in mind, digestive efficiency is part of inefficiency is part of growing older, as is your testosterone levels and your estrogen levels and your progesterone levels and other hormone levels in your body don't match what they were when you were 18 or 20 years old. Why? Because you're not 18 or 20 years old. You're beyond the pale, as they say. Well, by using digestive enzymes, and I don't mean just any digestive enzymes, what holistic physicians point out is, again, you've got to have a balance, the right combination of enzymes and hydrochloric acid to digest your food. People who have indigestion, people who have gas and farting and bloating and burning in the throat of their esophagus, invariably have low acid and low digestive enzyme concentration. The medical community will tell you that you have too much acid. Well, they're 50% right. It's too much acid in your esophagus, too much acid in your throat. But the too much acid in your esophagus and your throat emanates from the fact that the little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, which enters into lets the food into the stomach, that little muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, when you swallow, it opens up and lets the food into your stomach. And if the acid and enzyme levels are high in your stomach, they irritate that little muscle and it squeezes tight again and will not let the acid up your throat and give you throat cancer. Well, the medical profession says, the drug profession says, you've got to take antacid drugs.
Right.
Because you don't want to get throat cancer.
Oh, unbelievable.
You take antacid drugs because you want to reduce the pain and the discomfort and the gas and the bloating. But what holistic physicians say is, no, if you take those drugs, you stop digestion in your stomach. You lower the acid level in your stomach, which leads to what? Putrefaction and more complications.
Every kind of complication, okay. And way beyond those that we can't even imagine. I want to have a real important point to say about
that. But as holistic physicians say, by taking super digestizyme enzymes and some hydrochloric acid
combined,
you stimulate that little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus.
Beautiful.
To squeeze tight again between swallows so the acid cannot come up your throat, thereby preventing any kind of throat and cancer of the throat, but also helping to increase the efficiency of your digestion, to get all the nutrient content of the food you've just put into your tummy. That's the way digestion worked when you were young, and that's the way the digestion system works when you're older and take a digestive enzyme supplement,
Super Digestizyme.
Super Digestizyme.
You know, this is amazing, though, because I had a complete a breakthrough, and that's something I never even knew, and I'm thankful to Dr. Blaylock, MD, for bringing this out just right at this time. And he was writing here about skin conditions. Taking care of your skin naturally, says Dr. Blaylock, MD. And here's this, and he was focusing here on acne. And because, you know, a lot of people are very upset about it, the breakouts that they can't cure, all types of things. Okay, This is amazing. I'm quoting him and the medical studies. Research shows that acne is not just a skin problem, but often begins in the intestines, where underlying inflammation is triggered. And this is what he says. And he goes back and gives you some background. In 1911, a gastroenterologist, doctor of the digestive tract and all that, concluded that intestinal toxemia, he said, from an inflamed colon was causing acne. Since then, says the doctor, research has shown this theory, showing that bacterial overgrowth and digestive malfunction lead to inflammation in the body that manifests as acne.
Get that.
Never knew it.
Get that.
Inflammation in the brain, says the doctor, leads to depression and anxiety, which are more common among people suffer from anxiety. For example, says the doctor, 40% of people with acne have low stomach acid.
There you go.
Which leads to overgrowth of harmful bacteria that trigger inflammation. Another underlying mechanism for acne is leaky gut, in which harmful bacteria and food particles seep through the wall of the intestine and enter the bloodstream. This causes antibody reaction that leads to inflammation throughout the body. And can you read this thing he summarizes about antibiotics and how dangerous they could be on the antibiotics?
Here. Baby, can I read?
Yes.
Okay. Here it comes, folks, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it, okay? And he says, long-term antibiotics are shown have been a mainstay of the acne treatment for many years. But these drugs have dire side effects,
says the doctor.
And they destroy beneficial bacteria in the digestive system, and they suppress immunity.
Gosh.
Studies have shown that correcting deficiencies of probiotics improves and even cures acne in a large percentage of people. In addition, this helps relieve anxiety and relieves depression, which skin lotions and antibiotics just don't do. Diet is another important factor, with most studies showing that processed foods, sugar, high starch, carbohydrates, and inflammatory fats greatly increase the risk of acne.
He talks about the inflammatory being those negative fats that you've talked about.
Yes, let me repeat those things which really do. He says diet is another important factor, with studies showing that processed foods are devitalized foods.
Gosh, okay, chemicals and everything.
And colorings and conditioners,
all the crap
in the world. Processed foods and sugar and high starch carbohydrates, which turn into sugar, and inflammatory fats, which are seed fats, omega-6. Those inflammatory fats, those components, greatly increase the risk of acne. Milk from cows raised with bovine growth hormone, which is absorbed when we drink their milk, can be another trigger. If you drink milk, organic is the option to use. So it's, again, folks, all the you've heard so much recently about the processed food industry, how devitalized it is, and how it's full of colorings and conditioners and all kinds of other chemical terms, chemical additions, which make it more appealing. It tastes better. It's higher in carbs. It tastes so yummy. Well, that's because they make it that way. They put in taste-enhancing chemicals to make you think it's real food.
Right, that's
but
right.
But it ain't.
It's not. And he makes that point about how, just as you've said, his recommendation, he goes on to say, the inflammatory diet high in sugar, okay, toxic oils such as corn, safflower, sunflower, peanut, and soybean oil do a lot of damage to the skin. And
those
everywhere.
Are omega-6 oils.
Just as he said, and just as you've said, he says it right here, and he says, eat a diet high in nutrient-dense vegetables, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, greens, squash, leaf, garlic, cauliflower, and all of these things help reduce inflammation. And he says, and often a deficiency of the super pure omega-3 oils found in the fish oils you know, if you're deficient, you can lead to dry skin and breakouts and serious. And he says here, omega-3 fats in the purest fish oil are anti-inflammatory and keep the skin soft, supple, and lubricated. You have to choose one with both of the major components found naturally in fish oil and highly concentrated DHA and EPA. Exactly what you've said, correct?
And that's what we have in the Alive and Well fish oil supplement. It is highest in DHA and EPA. Again, it's, as this doctor says, it's the seed oils. It's the restaurant oils. If you're eating in a restaurant, you're seldom ever going to get extra virgin, first press, organic olive oil. You're not going to get it. And you're not going to get much butter either. Why? Because people say butter gives you cholesterol. Therefore, you don't dare eat butter. You're going to die of a heart attack. Don't eat butter. Well, folks, when you don't eat butter, you're eating, which is unproven to cause heart attacks, all right, according to holistic physicians. But if you're not eating butter and fish oil, you're eating the omega-6 inflammatory oils. And where are they from? Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. All of these pure vegetable oils create fire.
That's right.
Inflammation. And what have we said ad nauseum about inflammation? Well, you know the story by now. Inflammation is fire, and fire burns. And fire burns up your brains and burns up your heart and your capillaries and the whole negative health scenario.
And for Dr. McCullough, adding about and backing all up with clinical trials, that the correct fats are the primary building block of your cell membranes. Eating the right types of fats, he says, is crucial for your health and longevity. And he makes this all underlined. Reducing your intake of seed oils, especially linoleic acid, ALA, a polyunsaturated omega-6 fat, PUFA, P-U-F-A, is the single most on eliminating that. Is the single most important thing you can do to lower the oxidative stress in your mitochondria and improve your overall health. Vegetable and seed oils are high in PUFAs, polyunsaturated omega-6, which are chemically unstable. They are highly susceptible to damage from oxygen species generated from the energy production in your mitochondria. I know it's very fancy talk, but it's still very critically important, okay? And just as you have said, Den, he makes this point. Damaged mitochondria, scientists now convinced that damaged mitochondria and mitochondrial dysfunction are the main contributors to aging process and affect your health.
Repeat that, honey.
Okay. Scientists are now convinced that damaged mitochondria and mitochondrial dysfunction are contributors to the normal aging process and can affect your health.
Not just normal aging process,
yes.
Excessive aging process.
And that's what I wanted to say. He says, when you're younger, your mitochondria are well protected by your body's natural defenses. But as you age, that protection fades. The older you get, the faster your mitochondria deteriorate and become dysfunctional. Mitochondrial dysfunction has the most significant impact in high energy demanding tissues and organs like your brain, your heart, and your muscles. Studies show that brain cells in people over 70 contain 50% more mitochondrial damage than brain cells in middle-aged
50%
adults.
More damage to your brain.
That's
50%
right.
More damage to your heart.
That's exactly
50%
right.
50% more damage to your biceps, your triceps, your liver, your everything. Everything is, it's the mitochondria are what create life in every cell. Okay, and the nutrients create the mitochondria. They feed the mitochondria. The chemicals, the conditioners, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils burn up the mitochondria. And the super pure omega-3 fish oils, high in DHA and EPA. That's what you'll find in it Alive and Well. And they reduce the inflammation. They put out the fire. They lubricate and retain the malleability of all these microscopic activities in your body, of the arteries and the capillaries.
That's right. And everybody reinforces this. And Dr. Schallenberger, MD, writing about this, he calls it, and this is the title of the article, "This Silent Assassin Doubles Your Risk of Heart Attack and Stroke." Frank Schallenberger, MD. The silent assassin kills one person every 10 seconds, and more than half of them never knew they were at risk. They never saw it coming. What is this silent assassin? He says, diabetes. And he goes on to say how reduced energy production can ruin your health. And just what you said, okay, each and every one of your cells are little power plants called mitochondria. Burning fat is critical to our overall health. Our cells were designed to produce a whopping 80% of our resting energy from the fat. Okay. And they go on to say that, he goes on to say that the problem with diabetics, they begin to lose their fat burning capability. And when your energy production drops, you can't get much of your energy from fat, so your cells turn to glucose. But here's the problem. As your pancreas pumps more insulin into your body develops a tolerance to it. So the insulin...
Your body develops what?
A tolerance to the insulin, so the insulin becomes less and less effective. Okay? Okay? Okay, great. Okay, okay. So that's very, very important to know how to completely stabilize. That's why we see we can't make a claim, but the nutrients that have been shown to make the insulin more effective and to help stabilize have been put together by the experts, not making a claim ourselves, of those particular nutrients in blood sugar harmony. Mm-hmm. We get the reports, I had it again this week, of blood sugar harmony. And a wonderful thing, and berberine, that wonderful herb berberine, helping to make the insulin more effective, stabilize the blood sugar, stop the high insulin levels, et cetera, and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite a miracle worker that way. And when you know, again...
Well, blood sugar harmony helps to burn up the sugars, helps to produce and renew your insulin capabilities, and the berberine works hand in glove with the blood sugar harmony.
Absolutely.
Product.
And so again, remember that, again, we're not doctors. Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be, don't put people on medication or take them off doctor's area, but we love to share the information. If you want to sit down one-on-one and talk with Dennis or with me, again, not making claims, we'll just share without any charge whatsoever. We'll share information about what the doctors have learned, like we're reading here now, about nutrients in clinical trials, sharing information, no obligation. But it's great if you call the 877-4950, our number there, easy to remember, 4950, 877-4950, for any one of our wonderful services there, and to make an appointment with Dennis or Mona. We can sit in a comfortable, wonderful area, just sharing information, but make an appointment so we're not with somebody else.
We're there again, 6 days a week.
That's a lot, okay. But you know, so make an appointment. Any one of the services, you can call the 877-4950. You can get wonderful, all our wonderful foods. You can get everything ready for you when you come in. We can have it all ready, have your parties. Don't eat the bad things. Don't put the bad stuff, and don't do destructive things to your body, but take back your health in a super positive way. We can send nutrients to the mainland, gifts to your friends that way. All kinds of things are available when you do that. We care about you, and we are there for you in every conceivable way, okay? And it's wonderful that you're listening and learning about all these great nutrients, and we're just sharing that information with you. So great, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.